Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it's certainly a high school basketball week to rebound and respond. Edgewood did so Tuesday night over in Brazil, winning at Northview 66-60, four in double figures. Cam Renard leading the way with 17. South plays at Evansville Central Friday night off of that Columbus North drubbing at home. And Jason Spears, North Cougars. Well, they lost their nine-game winning streak last weekend, falling to Terre Haute North and Evansville Wrights, and they'll try for number 13 Friday night at Columbus North.
I think it's one of those things where you just always have to have the kind of mentality. You got to get back to work. I mean, you're always disappointed when you fall short. Got to have the right mindset. You know, we're a good basketball team. What's the next step that we need to take to be a great basketball team? Like we've seen over the last few years, this is a group that is resilient. They bounce back, ready to come back this week and work hard in practice. Again, try to prevent that from happening again.
Cougar head coach Jason Spear will have that game from Columbus Memorial Gymnasium at 7 o'clock with Chalk Talk. Edgewood, by the way, plays at Mitchell later tonight, and we'll have Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our game from Columbus North. Harry Stoltz joins me for the tip at 7:30 North in Columbus North. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, domination early and often Thursday night as Terry Moore and second-ranked Hoosiers won their 13th in a row, beating 12th-ranked Michigan 68-52. Indiana led by half by 14, at one point in the third by 24, and despite missing 11 shots, Mackenzie Holmes 27 points, 5 boards, and 5 blocked shots as coach Terry's Hoosiers with a new program record 25th win.
Thought it was a solid night. Chloe did an outstanding job on Leah Brown. Again, she just continues to be such a high-level elite defender for us. You know, Mac obviously got settled in there offensively, even though she would tell you that she struggled there in the fourth. Give our guys credit for how they guarded. I thought they did a tremendous job. Kept their turnovers low. We battled. You know, we were able to keep them at bay, which was real important. You know, you don't shoot it well the fourth quarter, but yet you still win the game by 16 points.
Yeah, that victory last night was Indiana's 16th by 15 or more points this season. Chloe Moore McNeil, what a box. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. 68-52. They can wrap up at least a share of the Big Ten regular season title with a win over Purdue Sunday at noon. That game is a sellout. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.